When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hey, beloveds, how goes it? It's so good to be back to a semi-normal routine, especially here on Really Riley, because I haven't done a Fave 5 since I gave birth. Oh my God, so that's like almost 7 weeks it's been since I've actually done a Fave 5. And I'm so excited to be back. Thank you guys for coming back and listening, especially to this one, because I get to talk about fun things that I'm purchasing. And especially this week, I'm excited because I'm talking about my Fave 5 workout wear stuff at the moment, like my fashion choices and pieces, because I started working out again this week, 6 weeks after giving birth, like literally the day after I could go, I went in. Because I worked out up till 4 days before I gave birth to my second son, Malin, and I'm just like salivating at the mouth to be in the gym. I mean, obviously, I'm happy with my snapback so far, but I am a little squishier, and although my pre-baby body workout stuff still fits, it fits a little differently. So I was like, well, let me give myself a little inspiration and a pat on the back for going this week and kicking ass in the gym and getting back into it right away by a few little goodies for mama. And I wanted to share them with you because, I mean, bikini season is around the corner. Summer is always coming, as we say. And these are some of the things that I had my eye on that I actually like really, really like. Some of it's a little higher end, some of it's cheaper, but that's just how we do here on Really Riley. So I'll hit you with the big one at first, the most expensive, but I think also the most worth it. My fiance introduced me to the Noble brand of shoes like last year because I was looking for a good workout sneaker, but I also feel some kind of way when I buy a pair of Nikes or Adidas and they're super cute. I don't want to wear them to the gym. As much as I like looking cute on top and on like in my tops and bottoms, I'm like, I don't want to spend like a bunch of money on shoes at the gym because I want to wear them on the street. However, these Nobles are very cute for the gym, but they're specifically made for training. Like they have ones for deadlifting because I do have deadlifting shoes, but I actually like the Nobles better because you can kind of multi-purpose them, but they have like a running shoe line. And the ones that I have my eye on right now, I haven't bought these because I already have one pair of Nobles. Like I said, they're a little pricier, but I think worth it. The Wheat Ripstop Runners in dark gray. That is a mouthful. They're $159, but like I said, if it's a present and you're doing a little treat yourself moment, I think they're totally worth it. Next, I'm trying to move on to do this summer like shorts in the gym. I don't ever wear shorts in the gym. I'll wear a crop legging, but not a short. I've never done it. And not even at my most confident in my body. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm just trying to kind of like branch out a little bit and get into shorts. So the other day I went to the Adidas outfit and they had an extra 50% off clearance and I'm all about that. So I got their Aero Ready shorts in beige. Oh my God, the cutest color for spring. It's like that almond beige color with the three stripes down the side, and it's got the lining on the inside, but not so tight that you're going to see an underwear line or like it looks like a panty line because I can't deal with that. I spent $20 on mine. I'm assuming because that sale is over, they're not going to be that price anymore, but Kohl's has them for $25, so a pretty good deal for that. Next on the list is Jed North Flow leggings. I almost couldn't say that one. I saw them in black camo because I'm all about camo everything. And if you've never heard of Jed North, don't sleep on it. They're like the same type of seamless leggings as Gymshark would be, but in my opinion, they're better because Gymshark is compression, so is Jed North, but Gymshark sort of cuts me off at the belly, especially now when I'm squishier. I'm kind of like, I need a little forgiveness. So I really like that they're compression, but they're just comfier in my opinion and like $20 cheaper because the ones that I'm looking at right now, the Flow legging, they're $45 And there's 7 different colors. I think Gymshark is like 65 or 70. And here's a little hack for you. I go onto the Mercari app, and sometimes people will wear something once or never wear them at all, and then they'll return them. I don't have a huge issue with, like, somebody that's worn a pair of pants one time. I mean, it doesn't really, like, it doesn't matter to me. I get a lot of my fitness wear off of Mercari. So, but anyway, don't sleep on Jed North. Next one on the list, I went on Amazon today because ever since TikTok has been, like, blowing up those Lululemon dupe leggings that I still can't bring myself to buy because there's mixed reviews on them. Some people are saying they're amazing. Some people say they suck. So I'm like, I don't want to waste my money. But last year I had bought another shirt from this brand, HYZ Yoga. So again, it's like that same seamless Gymshark-esque type of shirt, but it's a lot cheaper. And so the one that I bought last year was a crop top. It was lavender, super cute color. It had the little thumb cutouts or whatever. And I was like, well, that's adorable, but I don't want a long sleeve because I can't stand wearing long sleeves in the gym, even when it's cold outside. But this one is a short sleeve one. I ended up buying it in 2 different colors. And they have a set. Remember how I was talking about they have, like, I'm trying to get back into, like, or into wearing shorts? They had a set, the top and the bottoms, for $25.99. And they have really cute colors. Like, they have this really awesome, like, teal green color. They had lavender. They had peach. They had black. They had gray. I personally got the gray because it's my favorite color. But for $25, and Amazon, as much as they are sucking right now with shipping, and it's taking way more than Prime allows it to get to me, they have a really good return policy. So if it doesn't fit, you can send it back. Last but not least on the list, I have a no naked finger policy in my household when it comes to rings of betrothal. Like, I don't ever like to be without an engagement ring or a silicone band. Marshall, when we get married, if he is without either, we gonna have words. That's just how we do it in our household. But I really do like the silicone rings too, because also if I'm like on the go or whatever, or when we were moving, I didn't want to be without my ring, call me cheesy, whatever, but I also didn't want to catch my ring on anything. So if it's a day that I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff, or I'm going to be shifting the baby in and out of a car seat, or like I'm playing with Lyric soccer outside, I like to wear these silicone rings, and for their intended purpose in the gym. I'm not one to go on the Enzo ring site because they're a little bit pricier. Like, that's like the OG silicone ring, but there's so many dupes out there that are really good. And I actually love this pack because it's a multi-pack of 4 rings, but the colors are bomb. There's a maroon one, there's a rose gold one, a black one, and it's like a marble white, but it's in like a braid pattern. So that was a little different. I was like, oh, that's super cute. And the rose gold one actually looks like a medal, like from what I can see in the picture. I will be ordering those later. $12.99. And if you keep up with a lot of the Amazon stuff, when it comes up on your page as like a suggested option when you search for something, 9 times out of 10, they have like those little click this and get 10% off coupons. So I think I might wait to order that one for when that coupon comes up again because I'm cheap to save $1.99. But whatever, every little bit helps. But I'm going to put these up on my Instagram and at my blog. And as always, if you guys DM me, I'm always happy to share the links. And also, I want to hear your suggestions for what workout stuff you're lusting after, or like some good sports bras. I need some suggestions for that. So hit me up, please, at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry. No, my Twitter was stolen when I was on maternity leave. So it's now Riley Couture 5 on Twitter. And then TikTok is Riley Couture 7. A little confusing, but hey. Twitter, Riley Couture 5. TikTok, Riley Couture 7. You guys have a great, great weekend. Happy working out. And I will talk to you next week. It's really Riley.